B-Pod Studios.
...1057-WROR, 80s and more. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. Hey, LBF, how's that meatball sub going down?
It's so good. It's going down easy. It's going down nice and easy.
Nice and easy,
it's
does
at
it?
8:30 in the morning.
That's nice.
I can't wait to hit the grape crush.
Grape crush and meatball sub.
Oh, it's going to give me a sugar high like no other.
Oh, my goodness.
All right.
That's good. Any plans for the night?
Just me and that meatball sub.
Okay, good. Good. You know, it's your safe word, too.
Yep.
So if anybody hears you yelling
meatball
it
sub
today,
in the morning and at night, Bob.
Yeah, well, it's your... So if anybody hears you screaming meatball sub, you tell them hands off.
Yeah.
All right.
Happy birthday.
We know it's your birthday, but you got to do one more dirty laundry. Do you got?
Okay, well, before I get to the latest in the Alec Baldwin shooting case and that set of rust, couple of little things. Guys, John Mulaney and Olivia Munn breakup rumors. Remember?
Are you surprised?
How he broke it off with his wife and then impregnated Olivia Munn. You know, that's what happened. I'm just saying the facts. Well, an unnamed source who works in publicity says the couple aren't planning on announcing it, but would not be faking their relationship either. They've been dating since spring. They're expecting a child together. You know.
And they're breaking up?
Yeah, that's what happens, Bob.
It's just terrible.
Is it, though?
Yeah.
I think as a wife.
Right.
John Mulaney's wife right now is like, ha!
Well, of course she is.
Well, and I'm with her.
Well, I know, but this Olivia Munn person is bringing a baby without, you know...
They'll co-parent. It'll be fine.
You're so modern.
I know, right?
Jeez.
Yes. They're both doing all right.
They're doing all right. It's not a big deal.
All right, fine.
I'm not
a big deal. Hollywood does it now.
Let's just do it that way from now on.
I'm excited about this, and Stephen King fans will be, too, because Joe Tippett signed with Netflix for... Stephen King short story. He did Mayor from Easttown and The Morning Show. He signed on to do Mr. Harrigan's Phone, and it's an adaptation of a short story by Stephen King. And Donald Sutherland's going to be in it. It's going to be on Netflix. It's an excellent short story. So
Google it. I don't recall
it. It's in, I think, his latest short story collection, and it was one of those things where I read it, and I could not stop thinking about it.
Really?
For a long time.
Stephen King will do that to you.
Yes, that's what he does. Okay, so the update on the Alec Baldwin shooting on the set of Rust... So this guy, Neil Zoromsky, spent 3 decades in Hollywood working on movies big and small, but never a Western. And he was asked to join the crew of the Alec Baldwin film. And he's a prop master, a veteran, immediately told Rust production managers that he was interested because, you know, he wanted to deal with the pistols, rifles, wagons, saddles. And then during 4 days of informal discussions with the managers, he's got a bad feeling. He said there were massive red flags. He said they felt that Rust was too much of a slapdash production with an overriding focus on saving money instead of a concern for people's safety. And he said, after I pressed send that on the email that said he would take a pass, he had a pit in his stomach. That's an accident waiting to happen.
That's crazy. And the last time you talked about someone on the set who had been at 3 different movie set shootings.
Yes.
Prior
exactly.
stories.
Priors. And then production had been shut down slowed down because some of the crew members walked off because of safety precautions.
How do they make this movie now?
Well, they're not going to make the movie.
No, it's done, right?
But the thing with Alec Baldwin, he's not just an actor. He's a producer.
Producer.
And when the producers are saying, don't spend the money on safety, that's where he's going to get in trouble.
I agree.
And, you know, not to mention that I think that he's not going to bounce back from this in terms of...
How do you? You know,
so.
It was a young victim and, you know, mom.
Yeah, so right? Anyway.
It'll be hard to come back from that one. He's doing the right thing. He's stepping away.
Yeah.
That's because nobody wants to see you now. And
I don't think anybody's going to see that movie. I mean, you're not going to see
it. No thanks. Pass. 8:39. And just a heads up, weather today is a high wind warning starting at 2 o'clock. Gusts up to 60. Hello, Gale.
When's that happening?
That's 2 o'clock this afternoon, just as you're taking your little nap.
I'm not taking a nap.
You're not taking a little birthday
nap? No, I have a unified basketball game to watch.
Oh, you do? Mm-hmm. I thought that sub was going to put you down.
No way.
Okay.
No. Kidding me? This isn't my first sub, Bob.
I got you. No, I will not comment. Okay, good. 8:40. Brian, how are the roads this morning?
They're awful. Yeah. This is brought to you by Liberty Mutual Insurance, where you only pay for what you need.